We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Meanwhile, becoming it clearer why the impeachment focused on Ukraine. Given the amount of Democrat crime committed here. Folks, this stuff is nuts. Okay, here's what we've learned in the last week. I got to lay it all out for you. So you got to go back to understand how it all fits together. It's a really interesting story, actually. We learned from Judicial Watch's FOIA that in a panic, Burisma executives contact the State Department. They were helpful enough to put it in writing in an email, demanding that somebody stop the investigation into Burisma executives. We know why now. Because Burisma executives, in particular, the one guy, had stolen $7 billion from the poor, war-torn Ukrainian people. That's why they were trying to stop the investigation. And they even name-drop Hunter Biden when they contact the State Department demanding this. Okay, so then fast forward, whistleblower Eric Charmella hosts a meeting between White House officials and Ukraine officials demanding that the investigation into Burisma be halted. We now know why. Oh boy, do we know why. When that doesn't work, they send old Joe over there to demand the prosecutor be fired, or they're taking the foreign aid. Well, they fired the prosecutor. We now know why. Because the head of Burisma stole over $7 billion in a money laundering scheme from the Ukraine government. These poor, poor people. Now we know that a Democrat-connected firm laundered the money. I'm going to get into that in a minute. Wait to hear who it's connected to. Let me give you a hint. Adam Schiff is on the payroll. Let me let you process that for a minute. Adam Schiff is on the payroll. But we'll get to that in just a few. Then we find out that Hunter Biden didn't get paid $3 million for sitting on a board, which might be reasonable. Got paid $16 million. That's not so reasonable anymore. You got to do a little more and sit on a board to get paid $16 million. Oh, and that the money? Yeah, it was stolen money. It was stolen money laundered by Franklin Templeton. This is the weirdest thing. Of all the companies that Adam Schiff could be on the payroll getting the money, Franklin Templeton is one of them. What are the odds? So then there's this press conference on Wednesday that the media is studiously avoiding giving you all the details of, in which the Ukrainians, prosecutors and MPs, that's what they call their their congress members, ask President Trump to team up with the president of Ukraine and get the money back. Because the Democrats help launder it. Now, they don't specifically mention the Bidens here. They say the Democrats, the Democrats, the Democrats. And today we're finding out why. There's two companies involved in the money laundering, specifically mentioned by the Ukraine prosecutors. And gosh, folks, what are the odds? Schiff's on the payroll of both of them. He didn't get a ton of money. At least not that we found so far. They're using his disclosure of financial interest that Congress members have to file. Looks like he walked away total with about $30,000. From both companies that we know of. What are the odds? This stinks to high heaven. Can you imagine if the Republicans did this? We'd already see people in cuffs being walked out. But it's the Democrats, so it's crime. It doesn't matter. Now, here's the thing, folks. Let's think like an investigator. I know we got investigators in the audience. Let's think like criminal investigators, people who are, police, state police, people like that. We know at least the Ukraine government, the prosecutors, have told us that the money that Hunter Biden's firm was paid was stolen and laundered. So at this point, as you know, if you do this for a living, you don't have to prove Hunter Biden did a thing. You can get the warrants, the subpoenas, whatever you need to track that money. We know where it is. We've known where that is. We've known where the money is since Peter Schweizer published his New York Times bestselling book, excerpts of which were actually published in the New York Times. They probably regret that now. And we know all of this because Hunter Biden's business partner was caught in other criminal dealings, and his accounts, records of their accounts, were filed in federal court to public record. That's how we know where the Ukraine money is. So once you know money was stolen, that it is illegal money, it is criminal proceeds, and that it's been laundered, again, you don't have to prove that Hunter Biden did jack. Go trace the money. Because I bet you, I bet that $16 million, I bet some of it ended up in old Joe's coffers. What do you think? Would you be willing to bet that? I bet it did. Wonder if any of it ended up in Schiff's coffers. They're paying him for something. Can't imagine what. Folks, the Democrat primary is becoming a witness protection program for criminals who know what the other criminals did. It's a witness protection program. My God, it's brilliant. I can fault them for a lot for their criminality, but they're not stupid. And too bad Joe's running for office, or we'd be allowed to investigate how much of this ended up in Joe's personal coffers. And I bet there was some. Well, you think Joe's going to let Hunter sniff it all up his nose? And use it to pay his hoes? I'm writing poetry now. I bet some of that $16 million stolen from the Ukraine people and paid to Hunter Biden's firm ended up in Joe's hands, too. I bet it did. I bet you could find it. And you don't have to prove that Joe or Hunter, anybody did anything. All you got to do is follow the money. They have criminal grounds to do this now. Remember that agreement we have with Ukraine, the one that passed through Congress, the one that says that Ukraine is to cooperate with us in criminal investigations and we are to cooperate with them, that thing? The one Trump was trying to enforce, that one. Mm-hmm. We got everything we need. So where's DOJ? Where's the FBI? We have the prosecutors and the MPs from the Ukraine government asking us to do this. How's that going? Not so good. Look at this headline out of Ukraine. This is from one of these English Ukraine news sites. Headline: Ukraine wants to probe Burisma, but it's too sensitive. Ukraine officials are so afraid of what I don't know. Are so afraid that they only talk about the criminality and the need to probe your Burisma off the record with the media. So the Democrats, this is really quite something. The Democrats have already, laws barely apply to Democrats and their associates here in the U.S. And apparently, the fear of questioning their open criminality has now spread to law enforcement in other countries. So we got a worldwide dual justice here. This is amazing. And gosh darn, the segment's over. I didn't even get to the $130 million in special federal loan guarantees that Hunter got. Because he's going broke, you know. They had to bail him out. Well, you bailed him out. Somehow the money ended up in offshore accounts. This is all very weird. But I'm sure it has nothing to do with them trying to impeach the president as a diversion. Nothing at all. And besides, we can ethically look into it. Joe is running for office. Any moment now, Hillary will file. She's going to need witness protection, too, I think.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Might as well laugh. This next couple of weeks, if the impeachment has stressed you out, the next couple of weeks I think are going to be a lot of fun. Here's how you know. The CNN would not have broken the story about the criminality of the FBI, falsifying documents to get the ability to spy on Carter Page and thus the entire Trump campaign, if they weren't cushioning the blow they expect from the Horowitz report. Now, I can't tell you anything will ever be done about any of this, but I think it's about to come out. I think the signs are there. I think I can comfortably make that prediction. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Text writes here, one of the underlying frauds that the Democrats are hiding in their attempt to bring down Trump is that Trump was not interested in looking at the corruption of candidate Biden, but rather VP Biden. You know what? I think it's bigger than that. And if you missed the last segment, get the podcast. You text podcast to 71307. By the way, you can get the podcast very easily by going, downloading the radio.com app, favorite 106.3 WORD, and it's right there. You just scroll down. It's always right there for you. You don't have to go to the trouble of finding it. Get the tirade that way, too. Which, by the way, I've been posting the tirades on my social media, on fan page, Tara Servatius fan page, on the Twitter page. They're also up on the 106.3 WORD page. If you have friends or family that you think might like the show, but they may not be, you know, they may not be ready for the full blast that is the podcast, send a tirade. It's basically best of show. It's short. It's like a mini podcast. It's like 7 minutes maybe, and they'll get a sample of what we do here and how different it is from, you know, what they might expect. And just share the tirade with your friends and family. It's just a real easy, compact way to do that. Kind of get them going on the show. People need to know this stuff. They do. All right. You know what I think? Okay, now that we're finding out that the head of Burisma defrauded the Ukrainian people of $7 billion. The money was laundered. They're saying two Democrat-linked firms did it. Schiff is on the payroll of both. He's taken, according to his own financial disclosures, a max of $30,000 and a minimum of $15,000 from these companies. Not a ton of dough, but also may not be the only way he got paid. They may have been fundraising for him. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, this thing's all linked up. This is huge. And the Ukrainian people, they just want the money back. They just want Trump to go get the money. So this is bigger than Biden. It's bigger than Hunter. And remember, the whistleblower, Eric Tarmella, when he held the meeting in the White House with the Ukraine officials, demanding that they drop the investigation into Burisma and saying, hey, let the FBI come in and do it. You mean the same FBI that just got busted like this morning, falsifying documents so they could spy on Trump? Those people? They're little more than an organized crime unit at this point. And the Ukrainians wisely said no. The significance of that meeting, folks, for me, is that Joe Biden wasn't in it. He wasn't there. Those were Obama officials and Eric Tarmella. In other words, this thing is much bigger than Joe. They sent Joe over as a last resort to stop the investigation. Now we know why. Texter writes, the criminality here is unreal. To think that any of these people will pay for their crimes is kidding ourselves. If justice isn't served, we are EFFED, Texter writes. Another texter writes, so the Democrat president candidates advocate for no jail for criminal activities. I wonder if it's because they see the handwriting on the wall. The Democrats have been neck deep in criminal activities for years. Yes, and the FBI has been neck deep with them, as we're learning this morning. Texter writes, the sad thing is all this could have come out 2 years ago if Sessions had not punted his responsibility. He was just on Fox News saying he's glad we're getting to the bottom of it. Sickening. Yeah, I about lost my mind seeing that. Guy was pushed out of the Justice Department because he literally let the criminals run roughshod over him. It's maddening. So this morning, with this whole FISA warrant thing and the lying by the FBI, they're trying to push it off on one FBI lawyer. What is this one lawyer? And did they lie to the FISA court to get the warrant on Carter Page with two jumps that let them spy on the entire Trump campaign and basically the whole Republican Party? Did they lie? We did not know. Oh, yeah, you did. Oh, yes, you did. You know, we're going to find out because there's no way they didn't know. James Comey signed the three FISA applications. You going to tell me he didn't know the attorney that wrote them lied? The attorneys just write this stuff up for you. Three were written on behalf of Comey. The other one was written on behalf of them, Deputy Director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, Sally Yates, Rod Rosenstein, all signed one or more FISA applications on behalf of the DOJ. Remember what that signature line says, folks. Never forget it. On penalty of perjury, these facts have been verified. So it was these officials' responsibility to make sure the facts were verified. So the public hearings held starting December 11th will be very interesting, folks. That's why the deep state media complex is already spinning ahead of the IG report coming out. Oh, the deep state's good. Okay, they might have broken a couple of laws. All right, it might have been more than a couple, but we were looking out for you because Orange Man bad. President Trump can build all the wall he wants, but don't worry. Elizabeth Warren says she'll take it down. Wait a minute. Aren't these the same Democrats that tell us we cannot afford? We are so broke. We're never broke, by the way, when they want to do something. But when Trump wants to do something that would protect the American people, secure our borders, and demonstrate to the world that we have borders and are a sovereign nation, by God, there's never money for that. We are just too broke to do it. But we're not too broke, Elizabeth Warren explained last night, to use taxpayer funds to take down the wall. Make sense? So we're too broke to build a wall to protect you from the Mexican cartels that were on television. What was it last week? Killing Americans? We're too broke to protect American life, but we're not too broke to pay to take it down. Make sense? Here she is at the debate.
You've said that the border wall that President Trump has proposed is, quote, a monument to hate and division. Would you ask taxpayers to pay to take down any part of the wall on the nation's southern border?
So, if there are parts of the wall that are not useful in our defense, of course we should do it.
Not useful in our defense. Yeah, whatever. They put the parts of the wall in the most critical places as identified by the Department of Homeland Security. The Border Patrol. This is insanity. It's insanity. And honest to God, with the Democrats, that's very clear. Illegal immigrant rights come before human life in priority. There's no other way you could look at this. We do not have the money to put up said wall, but we can spend the money to tear it down. Why? Well, if they're not, you know, critical to defense. No, part of our border is critical to defense. This woman has explained she's going to decriminalize border crossings. If you decriminalize border crossings, there is no part of our border that is critical to defense, to our homeland security defense. Pay to take down the wall. Wow. Okay, and I mean, we get this literally the week. I still am not over this. That the Texas Department of Public Safety issues a warning to families driving certain kinds of SUVs and light trucks. The cartel might carjack you. You mean in, like, Mexico? No, in Texas. In Texas? Yeah, there's certain kinds of light trucks and SUVs they like to steal so that they can take them back to Mexico and armor them. Ho, 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 hold on. We learn the same week that we learn Americans have been slaughtered, including a baby, a six-month-old baby, by the cartels in Mexico, that they're just arriba, on delay over the border to take our cars and trucks and bring them back to armor them for their drug war. And we're going to take down parts of the wall? See, this is the problem when Americans don't get real news. And you know, it was fascinating last week watching the reaction to the Americans being killed in Mexico by the cartel. This was a shock to people because they don't get real news about what happens in Mexico. And to me, the Americans being killed wasn't anywhere near as shocking as all the mayors that have been killed, the police chiefs that have been killed. You can't be a police chief not on the cartel payroll there without at least six commandos protecting you everywhere you go because they will kill you. And these people think we can coexist with that. And they're already so unimpressed with our border defenses, they're coming over, taking our cars and trucks and taking off. You just pull it over to the side of the road, throw mom and the kids out, take it back to Mexico. That's what the cartels do. How long before they start putting a bullet in mom's head? Honest to God, why not? I'm shocked they haven't done it already. Texter writes, oh, I love this one. You'd think the socialists would want to keep the wall. After all, they'll need it to keep us in when they take over. See, Berlin Wall. So says George from Greer. Good morning, George. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I wonder if the people picked up on the comment she made about tearing down the wall. She said they should tear down the wall in areas that it's not being useful. She also saying that we should be building walls where it is useful. Oh, God, no, they won't build walls. Texter writes, hey, Tara, Lizzie Borden will get Mexico to pay for tearing down the wall. Love your show. I bet they would pay to tear down a wall. You know how much money they make from the drug proceeds? A lot of you asking me how I did on my science project, what grade I got. I just checked at the break. A grade has not been assigned yet. If I don't get an A, I'm going to lose it. I am going to lose it. I'm going to go full Antifa. I'm going to end up on the news. Build a machine made of four simple machines that moves energy through and causes a car to go. Sure, no problem. I got time for that. Oh, my God. By the way, my fingernails, the pads of my fingers have finally finished peeling the dead skin from the burns from the glue gun. So I can't commit a crime anymore. Because I don't think I'd have left fingerprints for a while there. Anyway, Texter writes, if you're like, what are you talking about? We had a school project come home. And look, I love most of my teachers. I do. And I love this teacher, too. This teacher's awesome. But it's my daughter's teacher. We get this thing home. And this is a sign school projects might have gone too far. Now, I get that we want to compete in STEM with the rest of the world. I get that, right? But the project comes home and it says, it instructs that parents are supposed to participate in said project, that you have to build a machine that includes a lever, a wedge, an inclined plane, a pulley, and a wheel and axle. You got to build this. And then it says, for parents to help the kids and to do all the dangerous parts. Like they instruct you to do the dangerous parts. Are you out of my mind? I graduated. I know I don't have to do, but I did it. I did it. And I don't know. I sent the science teacher a tersely worded note. It was nice. I thought the whole thing was unfair. I mean, these poor kids who are in, you know, foster care, they've got family situations, mom and dad not going to help. There's no way you could build that. But you couldn't do it. Maybe when you go back to my day, they'd say, draw a poster of what it would look like. Draw me a blueprint. Anyway, I did it. Took me 2 weekends. My first one failed. Didn't make the car go. Yeah, to transfer the energy through the project, and the car had to go. You know what I was saying Sunday when I finally finished it? I am amazed at you engineers, man. When y'all can, draw blueprints up, and then the stuff you come up with, it works. Like every time, mine only worked 2/3 of the time. And that was the second try. So my brain's not wired that way, but yours is. And I mean, if you can do this, wow. I mean, my hat's off to you. Oh my God. Marcus just texted in. Hey Marcus, good morning. Marcus text, was Common Core math used in the building of this project? Oh, heck no. Are you kidding me? It worked 2/3 of the time. If I'd used Common Core math, it wouldn't have worked at all. By the way, if it didn't work, you fail. This is sixth grade, folks. What are we going to be doing by eighth grade? Built a fully submersible ship that can cross a lake with your entire family aboard? Oh, and add rigging. I'll just take an F. I give up. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line to get feedback from the people. Texter writes, in what world, universe, reality, dimension, etc., is it not useful to have a physical border, north or south? And well, if your calculation is that you do not value human life, but you do value the boats of illegal immigrants, then it makes sense. You wouldn't want border security. And again, illegal immigrants, as I've explained to you many times, do not have to vote in order to win Democrat seats in Congress. They only have to live in blue areas. They get counted in the census. And this is why you're seeing these federal judges go gangbusters way beyond anything they've ever done before in the last couple of years. Because in 2016, the Supreme Court ruled that all human beings existing in a congressional district must be counted in the census for the purposes of apportionment. And what that means is our founding fathers set it up this way. Our Constitution, here's how it works. They do the census, they count people because they knew people would move. And they count people and they use the count to figure out how to allocate congressional districts. So congressional districts are transferred from areas with less population to areas with more population. So this is why sanctuary cities are sanctuary. They don't care how many people these illegals hurt, kill, run over, stab, rape. They don't care. Every illegal let out of jail to roam the community. Did you see the one who killed that woman? He went back to Mexico in Oregon. They want illegals to know they will be let out and will have the chance to escape so that they will mass in these sanctuary areas so they can be counted in the census. That's the purpose of sanctuary cities. That's why they do it. So from the Democrats' perspective, if human life is not an obstacle to you, it doesn't make any sense to have anything like a wall in the way to slow down illegals. And that's why Elizabeth Warren is vowing to use taxpayer money to tear it down. Texter writes, hey, Tara, my mom says you should go ahead and start weighing the pros and cons between gelatin and epoxy for your seventh grade cell city. So it says, Draven, it gets worse, Draven. I got to build a cell city. Okay. My last science, sixth grade science project, Draven, involved a drill, several cutting instruments, a hammer, screws, nails, and a glue gun. It was a full-on construction project, but what the heck, why not? Cell city. Are you kidding me? Draven, you know, you're in seventh grade, right? You and I need to talk. What would you be willing to sell your cell city for? I mean, you know, just so we could use it as a model. You could get a black market going in these things. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't buy it. I mean, I probably wouldn't. Okay, the thought had crossed my mind. Oh, gosh. I'll go back to peeling the dead skin off my hands from the last project. No, wait, Draven, you shouldn't do that. That's unethical. But, you know, if you could send me a picture of it, that'd be all right. Never mind. Texter writes, I'm beginning to think that not even Democrat votes are required, just untraceable political donations. You may be onto something.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.